The first attribute of love is patience. I wonder why that is. Have you ever had somebody rush you? It makes you feel like you was like an old person. You know, it's not a good feeling. It's offensive, and it's wrong. The Bible says that love is patient. So if we're rushing people and being impatient, then we're not having love for people. And then that means that we're in sin. Some people may say, well, you know, I'm not fornicating, I'm not practicing witchcraft or telling lies, but the Bible says that patience is a characteristic of God, and that's something important to him. So let's learn to be patient. First, I'm going to talk about being patient with God. He'd be taking his time in prayer. You talking to him, you asking for something, you're looking to get some guidance or solution or some understanding, and he'll get back with you when he gets ready. And if we're impatient, we often miss what he has to give us. And we got to think about this. And this is one of my issues. God is so precious. What he has to offer us is so precious. And we end up missing it because we didn't want to wait on it. You know, that's really crazy. It reminds me of a time when I used to live at home with my parents. And I was a young kid. My mother used to make these buttermilk pancakes and sausage patties and eggs and then the whole shebang. Top it off with some Aunt Jemima syrup. And it was awesome. But I had to wait on it. And that's kind of like what we do. God has something for us in the morning. He has a daily word for us or something. And the Bible says, give us today our daily bread. That's what Jesus said. And we decide we're going to skip on that. I don't want to get that. I'm going to just run out on an empty stomach. And that's kind of what we do with God. We don't want to wait on what he has. I mean, how much more is spiritual things than physical things? You know, if God has a solution to your problem, a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, or something that he wants to give to you in the morning time, but you don't want to spend the time to wait and hear or to get instruction through the word of God, that's kind of weird, but that's what we do. And it ain't right, it's not of God, and we got to overcome that. Patience is important because we have to have a witness to the world. How many times have you been in a long line at a grocery store or at the pizza joint? And you know the one I'm talking about, where they say, you know, you can get a hot and ready, but you get there and it's not hot and it's not ready. Or you get to the Secretary of State, and you know, it's like forever. I don't care if you come so early, you still got to wait. These are the kind of types of situations that we have to learn patience in. We have to be patient in these situations. As Christians, we got to be able to stand out from the crowd. While everybody else is huffing and puffing and rushing the service providers, we ought to show off our virtue. I often found it a blessing to decide to be patient in advance. I know I'm going somewhere that's going to be, it's going to take its time. I just say, you know what, I'm going to be patient. I'm going to go here, operate in the spirit, show off my virtue. I'm not going to huff and puff. I'm going to stay calm and just deal with it and work through the process. I found that the whole time there usually end up being less than I anticipated. I guess that's a blessing of being a patient. On the flip side, if I come late and I'm in a rush, or I come in the flesh and I'm impatient and I'm just, man, come on with all this, it end up taking even longer than it should. For some reason, other things will come into place that make the process extend, and then somebody else comes in or I don't have all my stuff together and I end up having to go back home or something like that. The whole process gets messed up because of impatience. When we express impatience towards other people because of they're being slow, or it doesn't make the situation any better. So patience is love. Love doesn't make a fuss. Love stays calm. Love tries to understand the situation. Even though the situation may be afflicting, we tolerate it and we stay calm. We don't make faces and noises with our mouths. We don't make comments to offend the workers who are just trying to do their job with the resources that they've been given. If you have a problem with being patient in certain situations like the ones I mentioned before, I encourage you to do something supernatural. Next time you're in a long line and everybody else is tripping out, this is what you can do. Just stay calm. And once you get to the front desk and when you're dealing with the teller or whatever, just say something encouraging. And just kind of be different from everybody else. Everybody's, you know, being disrespectful and offensive and pushy. Just say some words of encouragement or something. Be encouragement. Be the opposite of what the world is doing. And that would probably brighten that person's day. Probably give them some benefit. And really help them to continue on in the day. Because they deal with that all day. You got to understand, they're doing 6 to 7 hours of this. Be a blessing by being patient. Oftentimes, it's the manager who's the one responsible for the slow service. They maybe decided not to hire enough people or call in enough people to save money. In some cases, they're understaffed and they simply are looking for other people to bring in. Or maybe it's because one of the employers quit. We have to understand the situation instead of just sitting there huffing and puffing and making, you know, comments and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, if we don't understand, we still got to be calm and just take the suffering, you know, take the affliction of this long wait that's coming upon us and just sit there and say, okay, I'm gonna be patient like God is patient. God don't trip about stuff. He ain't nowhere, stomping his feet, huffing and puffing about something. He don't do that. That takes me down to my next point. Be patient with yourself. This in turn goes to the area of spiritual growth or physical growth. Physical exercise, where you're trying to achieve something in your own body, something in the spiritual realm. You're trying to be a better Christian, or you're trying to lift weights, or you're trying to build muscle, you're trying to lose weight, or something like that. Be patient with yourself. Don't think that something's going to happen overnight. Don't be in a rush. The devil always will try to get to you and say, hey, you should have been here by now. And that's not the case. We are complex beings that take time to grow spiritually. When it comes to physical activities, that we're losing weight, it takes time. You put it on little by little, you're going to have to take it off little by little. So just be patient with yourself. God is patient with us. How many times has he forgiven us and bared with us when in our sins, yet he didn't strike us down or just abandon us or shun us and say, forget you, I'm done dealing with you because you're taking too long to do what I tell you to do and I'm done with you. Now, you know, Bible says that God has a limit, but he's very long suffering and we ought to be the same way. We got to be patient with just people in general, for the godless and the godly. Let's be patient with elderly people, children, neighbors, colleagues, co-workers, and those who don't have Christ. These kind of people can be sinful at times. They can be hard to deal with. They can be just downright offensive. Terrible, terrible people. We have to understand that they don't have the Spirit of God in them. They don't have love in them. They don't have nothing. They're not patient. So they're mainly the ones that be rushing you. You can't expect anything from the sinner because they don't have Jesus. Now, for our brothers, we got to be patient with them as well. They make mistakes just as much as the world does. The only difference between the sinner and a Christian is a sinner can't help but sin, but the Christian doesn't mean to. In other words, he has a battle inside him. If you read Romans 7, he talks about, you know, I want to do right. Or there's something else inside of me that wants to do wrong. And this is a battle going back and forth. So we'll end up sinning against one another from time to time. Not because we want to, but because of what is in us. And so we fight that. And so we have to be mindful when we deal with one another that, hey, you know what? It's okay. I forgive you. Of course, according to the Bible, you know, you make sure that these people are repenting and confessing sin. You know, we don't want to have brothers and sisters that are just in habitual, haughty sin and just saying, I'm just don't do what I want to do, regardless. I don't care how it affects you. Then we have to share the gospel with that person because they're probably not saved. And still, at the end of the day, we still forgive. We give it up to God. In other words, we're not going to get revenge. We're not going to feel ill will toward this person. We just give it to God and say, God, they sinned against you as well. And, you know, that's in your hands. We hope that they repent. And if they do repent and they have confessed, bring them back in. Don't shun them. You know, welcome into the family as usual and leave it at that. You don't keep bringing up their past, nothing like that. That's another topic, which is, you know, love doesn't keep a record of wrong. So that's in the future. But we got to be patient with people. And this leads to extending grace to our brothers and sisters. But when people mess up, inside or outside our family, that is the perfect time to show the love of God through patience. Here's a few blessings in being patient. An example of impatience would be frozen TV dinners. An example of patience would be home-cooked meal. The benefit, healthier, better tasting. You know those frozen TV dinners, they're full of all types of stuff, preservatives and sodium and all this crap. And well, as it will take maybe 5 minutes to put in the microwave, it doesn't compare to a home-cooked meal. I was impatient, didn't want to cook nothing, didn't want to spend the time to put nothing down. I know we got work and we coming home and there's nobody else to cook and it's just ourselves sometimes and I got to do everything, you know. And so I'm just going to throw this unhealthy meal on and eat it. But we got to be mindful of our health. We want our vessels to be working properly so that the Lord can use us. So a home-cooked meal that takes a little more time to make, it'll help us. Here's one that's a really good one, but it's really, people really just, we got to stop doing this. Credit cards. That's impatience. I want this product now, but I cannot afford it. I don't have all the money together, but I want it now. Patience would be save it and then buy it. The benefit, debt-free freedom. Then there's the impatience of not waiting to have sex and get into relationships. So you got dating, fornication, masturbation, girlfriends and boyfriends. That's impatience. I don't want to wait until I'm mature enough. I don't want to wait until I can handle a woman or a man in a relationship. I want it now. I'm going to let my hormones go crazy. I'm going to do what I want to do. And that's impatience. Patience would be waiting, courting, remaining pure, single, celibate, and then getting married. The benefit, healthier, longer marriage, and better sex. People, we just have to be patient. It is a attribute of Jesus Christ, which is love. God is love. It is a fruit of the Spirit. So if we're filled with the Spirit, we are patient. So if you find yourself huffing and puffing, you ain't in the Spirit, you're in the flesh. And we are not to walk according to the flesh, because to walk according to the flesh is death. So it's just an indication. The Bible just gives us indications and warnings and templates to say, okay, this is how you should look. And so when you hear messages like this, just take note and say, am I like this? Should I be a little better? Do I need the Holy Spirit to help me? Everybody does. And just repent and turn around and say, Lord, help me to be patient. There's a few scriptures that you can probably meditate on. Proverbs 14:29, it says, a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. And that goes along with the definition of patience. It includes the word understanding. You know, a patient man understands what's going on. I mean, I understand sitting at their restaurant, it's going to take about an hour. I'm not tripping after it passes the 30-minute mark. And my food ain't there yet. I understand. As you be patient, you'll gain a lot of understanding. I think a lot of it has to do with not knowing what's going on and not having a progress bar in front of you. And that can become suffering. But again, we gotta deal with that anyway and be calm anyway. Another scripture, Romans 12:12, let your hope make you glad. Be patient in time of trouble and never stop praying. So times you're in a time of trouble, you know, things are going down. There's persecution. There's mistreatment by sinners and false Christians. There's maybe just some weird events going on at your job, and that's maybe affecting your livelihood. This is a time to pray and be patient with God, and never stop praying. Romans 15:1, it says, if our faith is strong, we should be patient with the Lord's followers whose faith is weak. We should try to please them instead of ourselves. So, indication of your faith, either being strong or weak is that you patient with other people in the faith that may be weak, that they taking all day, they messing up, they're sinning, they falling down, they're getting back up. So your patience shows your love for them and also your level of faith, and that is strong. Romans 15:5. God is the one who makes us patient and cheerful. You want to be patient? Ask God to make you patient and cheerful. That's an awesome sight right there. We, not only are we calm in a situation of suffering, but we're cheerful. We're happy. God is awesome. He just takes situations and flips them around. Everybody else is upset, in a line, they tripping out. We sitting up here happy and cheerful. That's just something awesome by God. I love Jesus because of that. And the last scripture is 1 Corinthians 4:12. We work hard with our hands, but when people abuse us, we wish them well. When we suffer, we are patient. I learned a lot of patience through suffering, y'all. And I've grown in that area as far as patience. And it does make you patient. And so as the times come ahead, just look forward toward being patient, loving people through being patient, and showing the virtue and the character of Christ.